Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. So glad you've joined us this Friday morning. This is Christina Broomfield, and I've been with you since Monday talking with our guest, Eric Nordquist. Eric is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling. He works with individuals and couples. And the topic of the week has been gender differences and needs in marital relationships. Welcome back, Eric.
Great, Chris. Good to be back with you here on the end of the week Friday.
I said all that without barely taking a breath. I could really give you a good introduction because of your accomplishments and your knowledge in so many areas. But this week has been talking about our gender differences and needs, our gender needs and the differences as it it relates to marital relationships.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to point out, thank you very much for that kind introduction. When you said that, I felt very respected. When you talk about accomplishments, longevity, being a good worker, that tends to make men feel really good and respected. So I just want to tell you, really warmed my heart with that comment.
And that is one of the needs that we talked about yesterday.
That's right.
And I'm excited to get through the rest of those needs, different needs that each gender has. And we need to understand that if we are to have a healthy marriage.
Right. Let's go ahead and finish up that list, and I have several today that I want to talk about. So some of these are sort of academic. Some of these we pulled out of books, a couple of them, but there are some other ones that you and I have just observed in our counseling office, and I thought those were important too because you and I both have a couple decades of experience.
We do.
So let's go back to the female. What are some needs that she needs to be happy? We talked yesterday about freedom from too much control. We talked about a healthy control and an unhealthy control. There are limits, parameters, things that are God-given duties of a husband to try to protect and manage his house. Mm-hmm. So there needs to be limits. There needs to be, you know, one of his main duties as a husband is to kind of protect physically, protect emotionally, keep it safe, protect our home, and that kind of a thing. But that can go too far the other way.
And yes.
Men have to watch themselves from being too controlling as well. And then the other one I have under things that females need in a marriage, time for herself. Mm-hmm. I think this is something I consistently see in couples is a lot of times the lady is just giving too much of herself away. She's not taking any time for herself. So if a husband can help her have a girls' night out or go to the gym or go shopping in the afternoon sometimes, that really helps gals rejuvenate.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I think that's just so important, Erica. And even going back to that control issue is so important to differentiate between God-given, being a God-given leader of the family, or just controlling it.
That's right.
And
for
that
the sake
can
of
touch
control.
So many different levels.
Right.
Certainly, and then time for yourself. Moms have them being pulled at all the time. I have heard it over and over. There are not enough pieces of me to go around.
That's a great way to put it. And I bet that's what a lot of wives feel like. Everybody wants a piece. Everybody wants a chunk. Mm-hmm. The kids want this, drive me here, help me with my homework, cook me food, run me here, do this for me, Mom, where's my clothes? I mean, God bless you, ladies. Men could never do what mothers do. I mean, there's just no way.
And, you know, even husbands, it's kind of interesting. The wife will want to go out with her friends, and he says, well, you're so busy. Why are you doing that? Well, you can drop that. And husbands have to understand that's the time for me.
Right.
Even if I am with my girlfriend and I don't need alone time, but they're not taking a piece of me.
There you go. Okay.
It's a good time that I can just be me.
Something that puts back into you.
Yes.
I think about relationships and energy sometimes as like a flow of water. If it all drains out, you're going to have empty, dried up lake.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't give all the time, all the time, all the time. So a balance, right? We talk about balance all the time in our counseling offices. Physical, spiritual, emotional. We need balance. We need rest with activity. We need listening with talking. There's a balance to everything we do. So let's jump down to the male needs again. Let's talk about a couple of things that what men need to be happy in their marriages. One of the things I think is excuse me, really important is that a lady takes care of herself physically. This is one of the top two things I hear in my office all the time. Well, look at all the weight she's gained. Or she doesn't take care of herself. That is so important because men are visually oriented and visually attracted. If their wife becomes unappealing, that is a huge thing that makes the husband much less want to put his energy into the relationship. We talked about this book by Harley called His Needs, Her Needs. That's very successful, very popular. It's been around for decades. And one of the top five needs of a man is to have a woman that looks something like she did when they were married.
And, you know, I know what our listeners are thinking. We're going to pause here and take a break and catch our breath. because I get that. But we could do a whole program and really peel that apart.
Yes.
Because there are so many layers to that on both sides.
Yeah.
And but I think we need to throw that out there and get our listeners thinking about that. And if that is an issue, call our office, come in, set an appointment with one of our therapists, yourself, me. Let's talk through it because it does make sense when you can really think about that need.
Yeah, and I also want to say that, it's a two-pronged fork as well. Men can't just let themselves go either, and that's the comment you hear back from that. Well, look at him. He's gained 30 pounds. He has a beer belly and doesn't take care of himself.
Yes.
So it's equally important. A man needs to take care of himself as well.
All right, let's just take a quick break and hear from our sponsor.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, winding down the week with the last segment of Friday, talking with Eric before, looking at the needs of husbands and the needs of wives. So can you throw out a few more as we close out this week's program?
Yeah, I sure can. Let's go back to that physical. You know, it is important for people to take care of themselves physically, to manage their weight, to get some exercise, to take baths and showers on a regular basis, to look nice, to have clothes that are appealing and a little bit stylish. You know, our attractiveness, it says a lot about how we think of ourselves and how we take care of ourselves, our self-esteem. And it's very complimentary to have an attractive partner because you feel good about yourself. We talked earlier this week that men and women, when they're married, become one flesh. So to help to do something for our partner is to actually help ourselves too.
Yes.
So, yeah, but, you know, We could do a whole program. Maybe our next one will be on physical exercise and the psychological benefits of that.
And you would be an expert in that because I know that is a top priority on your list.
That's a lifelong pursuit that I've had, absolutely. But, you know, going back to the male needs, to have a lady that takes care of herself, dresses well, manages her weight, looks appealing is huge to a man because his sexuality is bent in the direction of visual attractiveness. Again, we could go too far the other way on this. I mean, there's unbelievable pressure on women through the media to look thin, to lose weight, always look better and better and better. And you can get too obsessive that way, too. But, you know, there needs to be some kind of a focus without going overboard.
Yes. And one size doesn't fit all. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
And what I find handsome and beautiful may not be what the next.
That's
but
right.
I think it's just considering the other.
Sure. You have to work within your God-given body frame. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are built slender, some people are built bigger. Mm-hmm. But we can do a lot however it is that we're built underneath. Another big need for men that I hear all the time is needs his wife help him manage his life. Do things like cook for him sometimes, run errands for him, just kind of help him with his life. A woman, God made a woman to be a helpmate to a man, and he needs her to help him manage the tasks that he has to do to go out and earn a living for the family.
You know, that we're not even getting into love language, but one of the main love languages is acts of service.
Right.
And I see that more often with men than women.
That's a good point.
Love language is acts of service.
Doing things for him. Yep. Helping him out. Doing little favors. Things like that. Yep. Another thing I see all the time that men want in a marriage is, this isn't going to come out right, but wants a playmate. Not in a
centerfold. I like that.
Okay, not in a centerfold kind of way, but a playmate, somebody to do things with, to share in his activities.
He
wants a wife. He wants her to go drive around with him in his sports car. He wants her to go out to office parties with him. He wants her to go out sometimes and play golf with him on the weekends. Yeah, he wants somebody to hang around and to do things with. That's a huge thing.
He wants someone to ride that Harley motorcycle with him.
Particularly in your case, right, Chris?
Particularly in my case.
You've heard that before.
Yes, I have.
So those are kind of my list of things that I put together, those seven things for women, those five things for men.
And, you know, there's so much more. The list could go on and on as you and I even sit here and discuss our own experiences and what we've seen over the years, Eric. But I think these are really some main categories. And I want to encourage our listeners, if you visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com, this radio program, once it airs, will be up on podcast. So often we get calls at the office, where can I get this information on this was the program? Yeah. And they can certainly listen to the whole week again or even a day and jot some of this down because this is important information.
Right. And we have some great marriage therapists here. A lot of us specialize in good Christian marriage counseling. And I'd really like to encourage couples to come in and get help. You know, it's it can be a little pricey, but goodness, you know, to have a happy family and to work through conflicts. I mean, if a couple's having a conflict for months and months and they can't solve it, they probably won't be able to. They probably need a third party.
That's the red light. Thank you so much, Eric, for being with us. Visit our website again at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook, and make sure you tune in next Monday for another good topic of the week.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.